In late 2025, astronomers watched with amazement as Comet 3I Atlas flew through our solar system. This was the third interstellar comet ever detected, and every major telescope in the world was watching, including the James Webb Space Telescope. As the comet approached the Sun, astronomers used the Webb telescope to figure out its composition. They found lots of water and carbon dioxide, which is pretty typical for most comets. But observations after the comet looped around the Sun and was headed out of our solar system revealed something new: water, carbon dioxide, and methane. Methane is found in solar system comets, but it's usually visible all the time. As comets approach the Sun, methane on the surface sublimates and is easily detected by telescopes. Why, then, did we see methane in 3I Atlas only after it passed by the Sun? The best explanation is that the methane was frozen deep below the surface and was only revealed after the Sun melted away the top layers. 3I Atlas also showed a much higher level of carbon dioxide than astronomers expected. These unique findings suggest that this comet did not form within our solar system. It must have formed somewhere else, where the levels of methane, water, and carbon dioxide are different. These observations, combined with the comet's super-fast speed, confirm that it truly is an interstellar visitor. Astronomers still don't know exactly where the comet came from. As best we can tell, it formed around another star, possibly in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. But since everything is constantly moving in space, it's hard to trace back the position to where 3I Atlas originated. As the comet continues to travel away from the Sun, it will be harder and harder to make more observations. But maybe we'll have another interstellar visitor soon that will captivate astronomers and stargazers alike. From the edge of the universe, I'm Dr. Valerie Rapson.